Welcome, friends, to another broadcast of Morsels for Zion's Poor.
God is not a reactionary. Rather, he is a sovereign predestinator of all events. He says, I am the Lord, and there is none else. I form the light and create darkness. I make peace and create evil. I, the Lord, do all these things. He knows the end from the beginning, because he declares what will take place and leaves nothing to blind chance or fate. Even the minutest of details are in the hands of this sovereign. Whether it be the result of a game of dice, the lot is cast into the lap, but the whole disposing thereof is of the Lord, or the number of hairs on a man's head. God's choice of an elect people is based on his foreknowledge, because he decreed all things to come to pass as he desired them. The determinate counsel and foreknowledge of God are inseparable truths. Where you find one, you will always find the other. God knows beforehand what will occur, because he marks out what will occur, and no one can overturn it. The Lord Jesus Christ came into the world for a specific purpose, which was to save his people from their sins. In order for him to save his people, he had to have a people. On the day of Pentecost, Peter preached the glorious truth of the predestination of every event, which brought Jesus Christ to die in our stead and take upon himself our sin. God is never bound to use any sort of means in anything that he undertakes to do, but he has revealed very plainly in this matter that he used the wickedness of these Jewish zealots to deliver his only begotten Son up to be slain. For as much as ye know that ye were not redeemed with corruptible things, as silver and gold, from your vain conversation received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot, who verily was foreordained before the foundation of the world, but was manifest in these last times for you. Blessed is the man whom thou choosest, and causest to approach unto thee, that he may dwell in thy courts. Do you rejoice in this Savior? My soul thanks.